Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, اسم عظم, which means the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. The scholars have mentioned that when you take the certain names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept your dua, if that is Ism-e Azam. Ism-e Azam makes a person from amongst the rank of Mustajabud Da'wat. Mustajabud Da'wat means that any time he makes dua, it is a guaranteed acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is something which is very, very important. So for an example, the messengers of Allah, Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, all of them were mustajabud da'wat. And also from among sahaba-e kiram ajma'in, the companions, many of them were also of this category, that they were mustajabud da'wat. Many of them. We don't actually have time to cover all the names of the companions, but perhaps one who is very, very famous and is also from the Ashra Mubashara, from the 10 who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in one sitting, is a Sahabi whose name is Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an, a name that we should all remember. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala an, an extremely wealthy, rich companion, very rich Sahabi. And that is why for him to become Muslim was very difficult, because Islam was not his way of life. He had a lot of money, he could do whatever he wanted. But subhanallah, Allah gives hidayah to whom He wills. And so there were many people who spoke to Sa'ad ibn Waqqas to turn towards Islam, but it didn't work. Khair, his business partner was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so businessmen know how to talk to each other. So very softly, with wisdom, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an took him to the side, spoke to him and said to him, look, this is the best thing for you. By accepting Islam, it does not mean that your wealth will be taken away. In fact, Allah will give you more. And khair, he understood the da'wah that came to him from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. It was late in the afternoon. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already performed his Asr Salah, that immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an took him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why the scholars have mentioned that if a man says that I want to become a Muslim, immediately the Shahada must be read. One should not doubt him. One should not doubt him. Immediately give him the opportunity to mention the name of Allah. Because when the name of Allah comes out from his mouth, subhanallah, this will one day give him najat, save him from the fire of Jahannam. And so he went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he became a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely happy, very happy, for Sa'ad to become a Muslim. In fact, Hazrat Sa'ad himself says, Kuntu thalathan islaman, that I am amongst the third individual to become a Muslim. From the mature men who became Muslim, Hazrat Sa'ad is number three. So he is from amongst the very early reverts to Islam. Now Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an was very close to the mother. You get some children who are very attached to the mother. He was very attached to the mother. When the mother found out that Sa'ad has become a Muslim, oho, what have you done, my son? You have abandoned the religion of your father, the religion of your mother. When you have so much wealth, in your young age, you're still a young man, and you want to follow these Muslims and follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She wanted him to return back to the state of kufr. And the mother said, I will go on hunger strike. I will go on hunger strike. I will not eat and I will not drink until you, Sa'ad, return back to your mother and the religion of your forefathers. So for many days, the mother did not drink, the mother did not eat, she became extremely weak, ill. The son would come and say, Ma, don't do this. And she said, no, you have to return back. Until one day Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an said something to the mother, which convinced the mother. There are certain words that shoot like an arrow and pierce through the heart straight. Certain words. Baz hote hai na, dil ko lagne wali baat. And he came and he sat by his old mother and said, Ma, listen to me very carefully. Even if Allah gave you 1,000 souls, how many? 1,000 souls. That you die and another ruh comes in you. You die, another ruh comes in you. Even then I will not leave the shadow of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I love you, but I love Allah and His Rasul much more. Allahu Akbar. What iman. Do whatever you want to do. I say to you, give this up, because I am not going to return back. It's up to you. When the mother looked at Sa'ad speaking in this tone, in this language, in this manner, she gave up. And she said, give me water, give me food. She gave in. And she understood that Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an is a Muslim. Bas khatam. And Sahaba who became Muslims, they were it. Now the reason why I'm mentioning about Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala, he was a very different character. Because he was famously known amongst the companions. And the saying was, Iyakum wa da'watu Sa'ad, Iyakum wa da'watu Sa'ad. Be careful of the dua of Sa'ad. Everybody would say that. Be careful of Sa'ad. Be careful of what comes out from his mouth. Because whatever he would say, if it was a dua or a baddu'a, it was accepted. If it is a dua or even a curse, it was accepted. So Sahaba and the people around were very careful. Iyakum wa da'watu Sa'ad. Be careful. And this honor was given to him. Why? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a special dua. Mishkat Sharif ki riwayat. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua for him. Allahumma saddid sahmahum wa ajib da'watahum. Allahumma saddid sahmahum wa ajib da'watahum. O Allah, when Sa'd shoots an arrow, it must never miss the target. What was the dua? When Sa'd shoots the arrow, it must never miss the target. That is why his entire life he was in jihad fi sabilillah. Great, great mujahid. And another dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him, that Allah, whenever he turns to you for dua, accept every dua. He became mustajabud da'wah. Subhanallah al-azim. In the battle of Badr, Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala an had a young brother, Umair, in his teens, and really forcing himself to be counted amongst the ranks of the mujahideen to participate. Permission was given to him. So these two brothers, and Umair was very young. In the battle of Badr, Umair became shaheed, the young teen. But Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an returned back. So he is a participant of the battle of Badr. So remember, he is a Badri sahabi as well as one from the Ashra Mubashara. And in the battle of Uhud, from amongst the heroes, Sa'd was the main hero. The main hero. Brothers may know the waqia. The group of companions that were defending Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sa'd was one of them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying to Sa'd, Sa'd, shoot your arrows, shoot your arrows. May my father and mother be your ransom. Oh ho. May my father and mother be your ransom. Who is saying that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this to Sa'd. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala would say that we the companions have never ever heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrifice his mother and father for anyone else but for Sa'd. This is his unique honor that was given to him. Shoot, he was one of the first people to shoot an arrow in the path of Islam. And he would never miss the target. You know, nowadays you get those laser-guided missiles. Laser-guided, locked, isn't it, to the target. Locked, and wherever it is, it just goes and hits. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Sa'd was one of those. He could close his eyes and shoot, and it would not miss the target. Why? Because of the dua of Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the battle of Uhud, he became extremely ill, seriously ill, bimar ho gaye, a wealthy man. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I am a rich man, I have a lot of wealth, and I only have one daughter. How much wealth can I give her? And so if you give me permission, I want to give 2/3 of my wealth in the path of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, that is too much. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission, then I will give half of my wealth in the path of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, that is too much. Then he said, 1/3. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay, 1/3 if you insist, but that is also too much. It is better for you to leave your children in the position that they are wealthy and rich than for them to beg or for them to be in the condition where it would be difficult for them. So Khair, Hazrat Sa'd thought he was going to go, pass away. So he's already making his wishes, last wishes, and this is what I will do. Subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sahib shifa bi iznillah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sa'ad, let me put my hands on your chest. Let me put my hands on your chest. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand and put it on his chest and made dua of shifa for him. Made dua of shifa for him. It is said that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his shifa, he shot up from the bed. Allahu Akbar. He shot up from the bed. Ajeeb dua, mustajabud da'wa. This is Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Foreign. And never mind one daughter, Allah blessed him thereafter with so many children that just the boys were in the total of 39. How many boys? 39. And he passed away, oh ho, very long time. In fact, during Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and he put himself away. He was not with Hazrat Ali, he was not with Hazrat Muawiyah. He said, both are Sahaba. And he was on one side. And in fact, he passed away somewhere very far away from Medina Munawwara. And the companions got the body and they buried him in Jannatul Baqi in Medina Munawwara. This was his dua. And he said to his son that when I die, go to my house, so and so, and you will find that there is my one shrouding that is there. And that is supposed to be my coffin. Because I wore this during the battle of Badr. I wore this during the battle of... And I want to die in a way that my coffin is that kurta which I wore in the battle of Badr. So these were grand companions. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala. Very powerful. And children that are born... Many a times we ask, what name should we give to our children? Sa'ad is another beautiful name. Sa'ad, after Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. Muslim Sharif, the narration comes in this. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that once Allah's Nabi was sleeping, then all of a sudden he woke up. He woke up and he said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that right now I feel that I wish there was someone from my companions that would come and guard me today, tonight. Guard the house tonight. He just said this. That I wish there is someone from the companions that one would come and guard the house of the Nabi today. And he said this. And there was this rattling sound near the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was night. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is there at the door? It was as if somebody was with a weapon. And it was a rattling sound. Who is there? And it was Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala. And he says, Nabi of Allah, it is Sa'ad that is here. And I have made intention that I will be your guard today. I will be your bodyguard today. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sa'ad, today, what made you come in this night? And he says, O Nabi of Allah, Allah put something in my heart. Allah put something in my heart for me to come. Subhanallah, look at this connection. This is Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala. An incredible sahabi of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if you remember that in Iraq we have the city of Kufa today. What is it? The city of Kufa, the father of the city of Kufa who made this city, constructed this entire city, was Hazrat Sa'ad. And in fact, if you remember, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was about to depart from this dunya, he gave a list of a few companions that should be the Khalifa after him. One of them was also Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala. So a very powerful Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so my respected brothers, it was about this man that he was known to be as Mustajabud Dawat. People were very careful with him. And those that are Mustajabud Dawat, remember, they don't abuse the power that is given to them. It's not that, oh, you know, I make dua, iski pagri toot jaye, falan ki topi nikal jaye. It's not that. It doesn't happen that way. They are very, very careful. Very careful. And so, there is one incident that occurred. His son, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, his son says that there was this old man who was reviling and abusing some of the elite companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Talha, and Hazrat Zubair. Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Zubair. These were great Sahaba. So the son said to him, "Have you no haya? Don't you have any shame that you are making a mockery of the most honorable people in this ummah?" Talha, Zubair, and Ali, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. And this old man would not stop and again started swearing, abusing, and saying all sorts of things. Sa'd says, "I was telling him to stop until my father got angry." Sorry, Sa'd's son was saying that. And Hazrat Sa'd said to him that, "Immediately, old man, stay quiet, otherwise I will do a dua against you. I will do a dua against you." So this old man said that, "You are threatening me. In fact, what I think, that this is all a lie. Your du'as are not accepted. And you are just putting fear in the hearts of people. People are scared of you for no reason. What do you think you are? Do you think you are Prophet Muhammad?" This is what he said, Aliyazubi. "Do you think you are Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are talking to me? Do you think you are a messenger, that your du'a is just accepted? What do you think this is?" So Hazrat Sa'd says, "I am telling you not to talk bad about such companions. They were honorable people." And he did not. He insisted and he just continued. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an stood up. He went, he did wudu, and he prayed two rakats, and he lifted up his hands and he says, "Ya Allah, you are enough for me. You are enough for me, for this man who is reviling and abusing and swearing at those who are most honorable to you, O Allah. Let this old man be a lesson for all of those who disrespect the Sahaba. Let this old man be a lesson for all of those who disrespect the Sahaba." He made this dua. It is said that there was this she camel which ran breaking its ropes, and it became extremely violent and uncontrollable. And the Bedouins know that when an animal, especially a camel, that is out of control, then there is no messing with this animal. There is fear, even with the Bedouins. So this she camel opening up its jaws, mouth, and as if it's looking for somebody, this camel. And then it saw this old man there. It ran towards this old man immediately and got hold of his head. Half of the head was in the mouth of this camel. And this camel was then tossing this old man from one side to another side. And the teeth were also inside. Everybody is looking at this. Everybody is looking at this. Until the neck was broken of this old man, and only then this camel, Allahu Akbar, out of its rage and anger, it subsided and it went to one side and threw this old man to another side, and everybody looked at this old man, and this old man had passed away. This is just one story of Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala, that immediately whenever he made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept his dua. Hazrat Sa'd himself says, "O Nabi of Allah, give me one wazifa, give me something that my condition becomes such that whenever I turn to Allah, Allah accepts my dua. Now, Hazrat Sa'd is asking who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give me something. Sometimes people come to some scholars, give me something to pray. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me something that will most definitely make me from amongst mustajabu da'wat. Now listen to this, my respected brothers. What did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Sa'ad, atibu ta'aman wa takun mustajabu da'wat. Make sure the food that goes into your stomach is halal, you will become from mustajabu da'wat. What did he say to Sa'ad? The food that goes in your stomach, make sure that is halal. There are some people today, Muslim men who are doing business. Allah has given them so much money. But even their production line of meat and chicken is doubtful. They themselves even know this, that there is a possibility that there is doubt. Maybe the zabiha, maybe the zabah is not right. But Allahu Akbar, for money, money makes people blind, and they don't care as long as the money is coming in and the Muslims are eating. But what they don't realize is the sin that you are committing, and that the dua of this ummah will not be accepted. And so be very, very careful, my respected brothers, what goes into your stomach. This is what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to who? Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, who was notoriously known to be from amongst the mustajabu da'wat. Now I stop here just giving you a bit of an understanding that there were so many from among Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in that they would have special wazaif that they would read, and they were from amongst the mustajabu da'wat. Now, what is the wazifa, and what are the kalimat, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can use? And inshaAllah ta'ala, that will mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. So I have made some photocopies here. And what I want is, these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially nowadays, you know, we are all in need of dua. We have family problems, we have issues with children, we have issues with our businesses, we have health issues, we have so many issues. Perhaps we don't know how to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these du'as, which are considered to be Ism-e-Azam by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we make du'a by these words, there is a great chance that Allah will always accept our du'a if we have that yaqeen. And so, what I have is two du'as that inshallah that I want to give today. And if this can be distributed, I'm not sure if this photocopy is enough for everybody. So can you distribute this? Just give one from here. Jaldi jaldi de de bhai. And if somebody hasn't got a copy, then they can photocopy this. And this is another dua. So you should have two duas in front of you, two sets of papers. And we just quickly go over the dua together. Now these are just two duas that we will cover today. Inshallah, in the next few sessions, we will go over every dua that is considered to be Ism-e-Azam and which is part of Asma'ul Husna and the wird that we have to do. So if you have this page of 123, it says at the bottom. Have you got that? No, so you must have two papers. Two, have you got? There's two du'as, separate du'as that we were given. Maybe some of you might have two, some of you might have one. Yeah, so If brothers can make a photocopy. The dua here is Sami'a an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan yaqul, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man making dua, and this dua is quite simple. And he said it is actually part of Surah Ikhlas. He said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka antallah. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka antallah. La ilaha illa anta al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Now this is the dua, that is it. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this dua, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ اللَّهَ بِالْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ, that you have asked Allah with a dua that is Ism-e-Azam. It is? And this Ism-e-Azam is such that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الَّذِي إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى, that if you read this dua and ask Allah, Allah gives. And if you make dua, وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, and when you make dua, Allah also accepts your dua. This dua is in, this narration is in Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hikam, Hakim. And so, a complete sahih riwayat that you are looking at. And so what brothers should get into the habit is that you have a photocopy. When you make dua, continuously make this part of your wird, this dua, so that you can slowly memorize it. Once you've memorized it, then you won't need the photocopy, and then this will become your second nature, and when you ask Allah with Ism-e-Azam. And have a firm yakin that these are the words of my Nabi, so this is Ism-e-Azam, and Allah will accept my dua. So this is the one dua. The second dua is from Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala an. I'm sorry, I think I just did 20 copies coming, so 40 altogether. And if anybody has got two copies here, mashallah, if he can be kind enough to make some more photocopies for the next session, so that brothers can also be given this. Is that okay? Will somebody take that list for Rafiq by you? Arunabh bhai, aap kar lenge? Yeah, Arunabh bhai, can you just do it downstairs?
Who's got two copies?
Just get all these two copies. That's it. Exactly. So Arunabh bhai will just do the copies downstairs, and inshallah, we can give it to you. And the second riwayat is of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala says, Ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala rajulin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this man, wa huwa yaqul, and he was making dua. And brothers, this is just a beautiful dua, a very beautiful dua. We haven't covered all the names of Ism-e-Azam, but this dua, believe me, has got all the core element names of Ism-e-Azam inside it. So it's a dua which is worthwhile memorizing, both of these duas. And he was making dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamdu la ilaha illa anta alhannanu almannan بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. بس. This is the dua. اللهم إني أسألك بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت الحنان المنان بديع السماوات والأرض ذو الجلال والإكرام. When he made this dua, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said to him, what you have asked Allah is by such lofty names, which is Ism-e-Azam, إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, that if you make dua by this, if you ask Allah by this dua, then Allah will accept your dua. If you ask Him anything, Allah will give it to you. This again, a narration is in Tabarani, Ibn Hibban, and Hakim. Let us value this. Let us value this dua. This is a great treasure that is given to this ummah by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us be people who make qadr. And mashallah, memorize these duas inshallah ta'ala. And let it be part of your wazifa naturally, that when you make dua, especially these two duas must be in your amal of dua all the time. There are also other inshallah, du'as, but we will cover that slowly so that it's easy for individuals to understand what is Ismi Azam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to make du'a with these beautiful names, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'a. Allah paak hareek wa tawfiq de. My request to the brothers is that I understand that now Maghrib Salah is a bit early and it's a bit difficult for brothers that are working. But inshallah, a bit of qurbani, a bit of sacrifice, brothers should come. Also invite others, come and listen, so that we can cover each name of Allah. Each name of Allah has an effect, has an impact. And so Ismi Azam and all the du'as mentioned in the hadith, and also Asma'ul Husna, that can be covered. So try not to miss any session. Inshallah, it will be full of barakat. Jazakallah. Arif Bhai should be coming, and brothers who haven't got a copy, he will hand out to you two copies of the du'as. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللہ کریم ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ کریم حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی برکت سے جو عشر مبشرہ میں سے ہے اللہ کریم اللہ کے رسول کے پیارے صحابی ہے اور محبوب ہے اس امت کے اللہ کریم ان کے وسیلے سے ان کی برکت سے اللہ کریم ہم سب کو مستجاب الدعوات میں سے بنا دا اللہ کریم ہم جب بھی ہاتھ اٹھائیں آپ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما اللہ کریم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما اللہ کریم ہماری حفاظت فرما دائیں